This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Tonight's going to be a pretty good night. We got a full slate of people, and we're going to lead off with the Meister at gunlaws.com. And that would be Alan Corwin, the shy and retiring Alan Corwin, who we had to, you know, things didn't work out the way we wanted them to, so we're here tonight. Good evening, sir.
Nice to be with you again, Bill. What do you mean things didn't work out the way we wanted them to?
Well, we had weather issues, and then it was better for you, and it was better for me, and so.
Oh, you mean getting together the other day?
Earlier this week, yeah.
Right. I was fine. It was all you, pal.
I know it was all my fault. I tell you, I take full responsibility for it.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, I posed a question to you, and I'm sure you've had plenty of time to think about it, and I want to open with this, because of all the situations out there, and with all of the writings that you have done, I'm sure you would agree with me that concealed carriers do a fairly good job of making the call when to employ lethal force.
I would.
And historically, based upon what I find, very few of them actually get swept up into the legal system. Some do, yes, without a doubt. But given the, you know, according to the CDC, 3 million defensive gun uses, a lot of people could just get in trouble for brandishing in a lot of cases, and they don't. So we're sort of entrusted with the latitude of making that call when we're out and about in society, right?
That's true.
Except if I roll up on a school shooting and I get there and the police are there already and they're not going in and I hear shooting going on in the school, by law, which does not mean that's exactly the way I may roll in this particular instance, but by law, I can save a cop anywhere else out there, can't help him at a school. Why is that? Or what happens if I do? What happens if I make it in the school and I do? Do what needs to be done.
Well, you've brought up a whole bunch of interesting issues, Bill. Let's start where you started. Every state now has some sort of discreet carry. I don't like concealed. Sounds like you're a criminal hiding something. But let's say you carry discreetly. All 50 states have it. Every single time the mass media said we're going to have blood in the streets, people will shoot each other at stoplights. The waiters will all get killed. It never, ever happened. The media is lying to you, feeding you a myth, distorting the debate, and telling us that if we have 20 million people on the streets carrying guns, which we do, they'll all kill each other. So that's nonsense. That's what they told us. And this is what you're asking me about. Now, they said if we arm the pilots, everybody will get sucked out of a window like the Goldfinger movie, and that was nonsense. Now they're telling us, and this is the heart of your question, if we have people who have permits, or even who don't have permits, the 100 million gun owners who live safely in America, if they act to stop a psychopathic, mad murderer attacking our schools, will that person get arrested? Should that person get arrested? Will the criminal justice system be so out of whack that a person who's decent, owns a firearm and knows how to use it, and stops a mass murderer while the police are waiting outside, will the court system come down on them? Maybe. But there is a law called the Defense of Necessity, which basically says, I'll do this metaphorically, if your wife is pregnant and about to give birth and you drive through a stoplight to get her to the hospital, you can't really be charged. It's the defense of necessity. You had to do it. So if you stop a murderer and you don't do any harm in the process, it'd be very hard for the court system to come after you. But you do point out that technically there's a law on the books from the Clinton era that is an absolute joke and affront to our civil rights that says no guns within 1,000 feet of a school. And it's obviously not working because these kids on drugs and video games and constant mass murder in the movies are walking past the signs and the law and committing atrocities. So the no guns near school grounds doesn't work for them, and maybe it shouldn't work for you if there's an emergency and you can act. Now, I can't recommend that because it would be breaking the law, and it's your butt on the line. Little bit long of an answer, Bill, but how's that?
Well, I'm good with it. I just,
You want to know that there's no law and that you're actually empowered, and technically you are. The
yeah.
right to keep and bear shall not be infringed. And the idea that Bill Clinton said you can't carry a gun basically anywhere in civilization in America because school
right.
zones overlap is an infringement. It's an illegal law. It doesn't pass constitutional muster, and everybody is always passing through school zones, and there's no way to enforce it, and there's no victim, nobody's harmed, there's no real crime committed.
Now, remind me, because I don't honestly remember the details to this, and let's go way back, shall we? Can we go back to Bernard Goetz?
Wow, Bernie Goetz, that was 1976, if memory serves, in New York City, and I was living there at the time.
If this is going to be long and drawn out, we got about 2.5 minutes left.
I'll be short. Oh.
Okay. What happened with him? Because he was operating within somewhere where the Sullivan Act happens and all this other stuff. But he was operating, and he stopped bad guys that were trying to harm him, mug him, whatever. However that worked out. How did that? What became of Mr. Goetz?
That's a good one. Well, there were 4 black youths. They didn't want to identify them, but they were typical New York hoodlums. And they approached him with sharpened screwdrivers, and he carried a pistol concealed under his clothing before that was legal, and I think he shot them. And the court system came down on him, and that was in New York City, long time ago, before we had the current understandings and constitutional carry and discreet carry in all 50 states. I don't think it went well for him. And bottom line is, it's always better to avoid a gunfight than to win one, even
sure.
with permits in all 50 states, because you're still asking about the guy. You never live it down. It stays with you. You always do better to avoid it if you can.
Well, what about the doctor in Pennsylvania, I think it was, where he was a psychiatrist, I think, and his patient killed his assistant. And started to kill him and had enough ammo to go down the hallway, and the doctor was carrying a gun, and he stopped him.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about there, but
I'll have to
tell you
that
if Dr. Kevorkian tries to kill you and he doesn't, maybe you can sue him for malpractice.
Yeah, well, that's
well, you
Dr. Kevorkian. We'll get into that. I want to explore with you when we get back, has there been any instances in your knowledge, because it's not in mine, of somebody who has bumped up against the law but done the right thing?
That's a really good question.
And real quick, tell people how they can find the stuff that Alan Corwin does.
Well, you can go to gunlaws.com and get a book on the gun laws in your state, or read any of the papers I write on these current problems we're having with mass murderers, self-defense, carrying a pistol for yourself, and using firearms in defense of the country and liberty and what all this is about. If you want to come up to speed or reach me, gunlaws.com, get on my blog, and learn a little.
Quite the learned man, Mr. Corwin is. We'll be right back with my guest, Alan Corwin. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are discussing the absurd with Alan Corwin of gunlaws.com. It's absurd because it just seems to me. Let me ask you a question, Alan. I had a conversation with a Wisconsin police officer. And according to what I understand, a school shooting is considered an exigency to where it is beyond emergency. And if one gets there, he's supposed to go in. If three get there, they're supposed to go in. And I asked this police officer, if you're going in alone and I come up to you and I say, hey, young man, how about I take the left side? The cop told me he couldn't let me go because he doesn't know how much training I have. I asked the cop, how many people run into a gunfight? So what are your thoughts on that?
Boy, oh boy, you got tough questions there, Bill. In Arizona, where I am, if a cop asks you to assist them, it's a crime not to. How about that?
That's a good law to have.
Now, the cop makes a good point. If he asks you to assist them, or if you offer to assist them and he doesn't ask, and let's say you're a lunatic yourself,
right?
That's a problem. The teacher's argument is, well, to have somebody else in there with a gun, that just makes things worse. That's their argument, that we can't put an armed pilot in a plane and we can't have people with permits all over the country. But if a guy's in there murdering people, how much, you know, it's already worse. And having somebody in there to respond would be good. There are, you pointed out early in the show, there are about 2.5 million defensive gun uses a year.
Right.
Now, the media suppresses this. Gunlaws.com sells a book called Armed, which has 13 scholarly studies on defensive gun uses, and they run from about 700,000 to 2.5 million a year, depending on the study and what they looked at and the size of the group, things like that. It happens all the time with people with a little training, a lot of training. Most of the time, the gun isn't even fired, but people defend themselves with live fire all the time, and for the most part, it works out well. Bad guy dead, good guy alive, and the event stays with you for your entire life. So if you stumble on one of these, and we had one recently, the church in Texas, guy across the street grabs his AR-15 and shoots the perpetrator. And as far as we can tell, he's a hero. He's on the cover of the NRA magazine that CNN would like to close down, and CNN didn't interview the guy. He's a hero. You have everything you want in these stories that the media wants. I don't particularly. They glorify the villains. But here you have blood, guts, flashy lights, flashy badges, police tape, everybody running around, and a freaking hero. And they don't want to show that. And when I've asked people like that, I had a guy in the AP Bureau in, I think it was Indiana, said to me, we can't run stories like that. We might encourage other people to do the same thing. So they understand. Isn't that amazing? They understand the copycat principle, and they promote the murderers, but they won't let you know that people defend, which is what you're asking me about, Bill.
Right. How many copycats? I've read somewhere that there were 74 copycats that just came off of the coverage of Columbine.
Well, I haven't seen a number, but most of these mass murderers, these psychotic kids on drugs and who are doing it, follow this. They watch the promotions of what they call news on places like MSNBC and CNN. The group JPFO has a program called Don't Inspire Evil, which suggests don't show the names and faces in a repetitive way. And yet the media will put up the faces of murderers even from 10 years ago and keep them up the entire time while they're having a broadcast. That's not news. That doesn't serve a legitimate purpose. That promotes mass murder. And JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, really has it right, and they're promoting Don't Inspire Evil. Yet the media does it, not only shows the faces, they put a halo behind it, they zoom in and out, they make it look glorious.
So, but they don't want us to copycat the self-defense part.
They don't want to show people who saved their lives because okay. It might give people ideas.
Ah, well, we can't have people having ideas. Good Lord. Free thinking. We just can't have that.
Well, the psychodrugs on the label say beware of violence ideation. ideation. These things can give you ideas about committing suicide, about going crazy, about being psychotic, especially if you come off the drugs without medical attention, which is easy to do. You just stop taking your pills.
Right.
And there you go. And then we have it, and they scratch their heads and say, we don't know why, let's attack the NRA.
Let's attack them. That's the default thing. Do you think the news people, we got a couple of minutes left here. Do you think the news people have taken NRA and that's become a generic term for the Second Amendment advocacy, sort of like Xerox?
Yes, in a way. In their ignorance, they think the NRA is this big, bad, most powerful lobby in Washington. You've heard that, I'm sure, the most powerful lobby in Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who the most powerful lobby in Washington is? It's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Oh.
And the top 10 are the airlines, the medical industry, the banks, the telecom, the computer companies, the electric companies. Those are the most powerful lobbies by far. Their lobbying budgets are bigger than the entire budget of the NRA. So
right.
The media lies to you flat out to your face. The big problem, we call them leftists. Leftist means socialist. Socialism is the arch enemy of capitalism in the American way. You've got Karl Marx on one side and Adam Smith on the other side. Socialism and capitalism, freedom and slavery. That's what this battle is really about. And the leftists, CNN, MSNBC, Wolf, and Anderson, and all those guys who were promoting take the guns away and consolidate power in the hands of the central government, a very classic model, they are the enemy of freedom. They don't get it, or maybe they do, and that's the battle we're having. The Second Amendment is about balance of power, keeping the government in check by having an armed populace.
Oh, well, you know, when we get back, I just for a brief minute, that'll be a long segment, but we're coming up on the next break. Gunlaws.com, that's where you can find the stuff that, some of the backing to the backdrop of everything that Alan is out there pushing and everything else. By the way, John Adine says hello to you there, Mr. Corwin.
Nice to say hello to.
Yes, sir. And, gunlaws.com, like I said. And when we get back, let's me and you talk about the argument they make about us using the Second Amendment for what it was really intended to be used for, okay?
That sounds good to me.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Alan Corwin of GunLaws.com. I've been sitting on a lot of things for a long time, and I get so tired of the media that it's occasionally nice to have the anti-mainstream media come in and straighten everything out. Yeah. It's like the antimatter of Mr. Scott's engines. It just brings balance to it. A lot of the gun grabbers would get out there and say that it is folly to suppose that a bunch of civilians could get out there with the weapons that we can buy at any, well, a shrinking number of outlets. I can't buy them at Walmart or, you know, Dick's or some of these other places anymore, which, you know, that's just their loss, but that we couldn't do anything about it because the U.S. military has Bradleys and A-10s and Gatling guns and nukes and all this other stuff. And I just sit back and I just wonder where these guys have been hiding. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, this came up at lunch today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Somebody said, so you're going to shoot at a tank? And my answer was, you're going to send a tank against downtown Scottsdale? An F-15 against Phoenix? Is that really what you're talking about? That's not what this is about. And people on the left, you know, it's funny. If you can think in a straight line, make logical arguments, understand the facts, you end up leaning to the right and the Republican Party. If you can't think in a straight line and you have idiotic arguments and things that don't make sense, you tend to lean to the left and the Democrat Party.
Right.
And I see this all the time. Are you going to shoot at a tank? You're going to get a nuclear weapon? Those are absurd arguments. Absurd. And that's what the left comes up with. The idea of balance of power, which the founding fathers, a handful of geniuses, came up with that has generated the freest, most abundant, opulent, generous country ever known on the face of the earth, this they reject. They don't get it. And then what they do is they start calling names and making insults. Oh, they're a bunch of old dead white guys. White people have generated enormous wealth and prosperity and ingenuity and inventions and wonderful stuff. What's wrong with that? Nothing. But they will attack it, and the country has become split, bifurcated, polarized, with one kind of people in one camp and another kind of people in another camp. And if I didn't know better, Bill, I would think the communists put something in the water 20 years ago, and it took 20 years to act. And here we are today with people who say, oh, so you got a pistol, you're going to shoot at a tank? And their understanding of the balance of power and the connection of firearms to freedom, they don't get it. I'll put it simply. You can't arm slaves and expect them to remain slaves. How about that?
Yeah. The other thing that I don't think they take in, when I was in the military in the 80s, I was deployed to Europe, and everybody there that was deployed to Europe that had been anywhere else loved it in Europe, because there were a lot of guys that had been deployed to Korea, and they were like, God help us if we have to fight an Asian opponent, because that is those guys have a very stiff resolve, and they're not worried about the technological aspect of their operation. They're going to use their resolve, and they're going to make a dent. Then we tried to go into Afghanistan, which a lot of people try to do that. What's that, a country about the size of Texas? Got about 35,000 hardcore Taliban who take three weapons and make an infield run, and we couldn't take them down in a decade.
That's right.
So what do you think? There's about 20, 22 million veterans walking around who actually took the oath seriously?
I'm not sure what the numbers are, and I don't generally lean towards the numerical arguments. I think you have to argue this in principle, but go ahead. What's your point?
Well, my point is that there's a lot of veterans out there that would get out there. And, I mean, if you look at a certain percentage of them getting out there, in today's world, that's the largest standing land army out there at any given time. And I don't think the military goes with this. And I know they've already, the law enforcement is completely, they've been thrown under the bus. They're called systemically racist and brutalizing and all this other stuff. These are the guys they would have kicking the doors. And I just don't see them saying, well, I've been waiting on this one. Finally, I get to have a little fun. I see a lot of people deserting and taking their equipment with them.
Yeah, I think the largest standing army is the 60 million safely armed American homes with 100 million gun owners. That's a pretty large standing army.
Yeah.
And I don't see them going around kicking in the doors. In fact, that's a question I've been asking leftists, socialists. Leftist is just a euphemism for socialists. If they were to outlaw the AR-15, let's say they somehow get in power and they write the piece of paper and it's in Washington, they outlaw the AR-15. Now what? There's 20 million AR-15s in private hands. They don't know who's got them. They want a registration list, but they don't know who's got them. So now what? Do you knock on people's doors and search without warrants to confiscate these? That would touch off a war. And turn them in? You ask people to turn them in? That's been tried a number of times in different places. It doesn't work. Nobody turns them in. And that is the bright red line that you better not cross, and everybody knows it. And the right has been saying, we know you want to confiscate guns. And the left has been saying, no, we don't. And if they were to pass a bill like that, there it would be. It's just what the British did. Take
right.
The guns. So they haven't thought it through that far. In fact, Dave, I'm sorry, Bill, I was just having lunch with Dave. If they waved a magic wand and made guns go away, and in fact, I'm in favor of taking guns away, bad guys first, but nobody knows how to do that. If they waved a wand and made guns go away, the communist Chinese make guns. You can't disarm America and expect guns to evaporate. South America's bristled with gun companies. Russia is a gun company.
Right.
So guns don't just go away. You'd have an iron river that would make the cocaine trafficking look like a candy store. They don't get it.
Yeah, they don't get it. And
let me ask you this question.
Sure.
JPFO has something they call a gun confiscation clock. It's set at 14 minutes to midnight. With all that's going on, do you think the hands of a clock should move closer to midnight? Or do you think maybe they should back off a little bit? What do you think?
I think that right now we're in a moment where the common sense, reasonable gun control that they've always been talking about, that's been cast aside. We know exactly what they want. I saw I've read the text of their proposed assault weapons ban, which would basically get rid of everything except lever actions and revolvers.
Huh.
And we know that wouldn't work, so they'd be coming for those later. So, I think it's probably getting closer.
So,
at least to the attempt. I don't know when they get in power to do it.
I'd like to ask your listeners to go to gunlaws.com, where you can send me an email, and tell me if you think the hands of the clock are moving closer to midnight or further from midnight. They propose the bill, and they propose a lot of bills, and that's one of many that they're ruminating on. There's other bills being proposed, too, and none are moving. We have the National Carry Bill, where if you have a permit or constitutional carry, you can carry anywhere in America, no more limitations at state lines. If we pass that, that would move the hands of the clock back a little bit.
Right.
So they got a bill to take guns away. We have a bill to let everybody carry. And there's real motion on let's have teachers carry.
Hold it right there if you would. Hold that thought. And we'll ask that question at the outset. We're coming up on the break.
Sounds good.
Gunlaws.com, that's where Alan's stuff is. That's where all the books are available. Links to everything else. Get educated. Go to gunlaws.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com, or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Alan Corwin of GunLaws.com, and you were asking a question, and I had to interrupt the question, and I want you to ask the question in its entirety one more time, if you would, please, sir.
Well, it's simple enough. JPFO has a clock, the Gun Confiscation Clock, which is currently set at 14 minutes to midnight. And the question is, should the hands of a clock move closer to midnight or further from midnight at this point in time? And there's forces pushing it forward and forces pushing it back. I was just about to mention that we're as close as we've ever been to arming teachers. Is people understanding that that is a solution, that that may make sense. Of course, the Democrats don't like it. The Republicans do. And nobody has actually moved on any of this. And by the way, Bill, when did teachers lose their right to keep and bear arms? We're looking to pass a law to reestablish. When did they lose the right? But that's a separate question. I was asking people to maybe go to gunlaws.com, my website, and click on my email button and tell me what you think. Should the clock move forward or back? And, Bill, you had suggested maybe move forward. Did I change your mind at all by suggesting there's bills being introduced to advance our rights?
Well, there are. Yes, there are bills being introduced to advance our stuff, and some of the things that the socialists, if you want to call them that, which I'm good with it. There's some things that we just know they're just not going to be able to do. Demographically, they're in big trouble. But then we have to worry about a very fickle electorate that gets a whole lot of information from the magic box.
They do.
Do I think it's a good idea to have teachers armed? And is that a good idea to be that close and national reciprocity and everything? Absolutely. Do I think first chance they get, they're going to push the edge of that envelope? You betcha. And I don't think they understand quite what that means when they do that. I don't think they understand what's going to occur when that happens, because I do not see a bunch of people taking this. You know, the country is pretty evenly divided.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think so? Which way do you think is leaning?
I think we're in the majority, and the mass media presents it as if we're a tiny fringe minority. But I don't think that's accurate. The East Coast and the West Coast, they lean very heavily left, socialist, you know,
right,
collectivist. But the rest of the country does not. And
I'm just going by the how many people voted. So you may be absolutely right.
The election was within a few percent.
Yeah.
With the former guy in the White House, it was a couple of million votes. Even this one, the popular vote, was a 1.5 million split.
Right.
In a country of 300 million. It's nothing.
Yep.
Nothing.
So if you are right, and we actually have the majority, then I think if they were to push if they were to push it nationally, I thought Connecticut was going to be a hot spot when they just started talking about their registration and the cops were saying, I can't wait to kick you in your door. I thought that was going to be a hot spot. I thought New York was going to be a hot spot. But we have seen a hot spot with the Bundy Ranch.
That's right.
And we saw what happened with the Bundy Ranch. Nothing happened because the BLM was not allowed to run roughshod over anybody. There was people just standing there saying, nope. So
that's the balance of power right there. Now, they're saying this was fringe. These were crazy people. This doesn't count. We had politicians out there. We had an armed standoff, and it's not the first time,
right,
between the public and the government. And the government said, we're going to do this. And on principle, you can argue which way the laws were, but actually the court cases came down, and it came down on the side of the Bundys. We had an armed standoff to hold back the government, and they didn't send in tanks and F-16s, and the government backed down and left with their tail between their legs, and that's what's supposed to happen when the government's out of control. Now, whether you side with the Bundys or not, that was an example of why the founders wanted an armed public. If we weren't armed, that could never have happened. The Indians did that out here where I am in Arizona. The feds decided they had to take away their slot machines. So these guys got out behind the rocks with lever action 30-30s and AR-15s, and the feds came in their Suburbans with their curly cords, and they left. They went, the heck with this. I'm not getting shot at. They're not paying me enough. And you're talking about police. The Oath Keepers are starting to become a force with, I'm not being paid to take away people's guns. I took an oath. That's not what this is about.
What about all of Richie Mack's members?
The what?
Sheriff Mack.
Sheriff Mack, sure.
CSPOA, I think it's called, or something.
CSPOA.
Yeah.
Sheriff Mack is taking the stand that the sheriff is your local law enforcement officer, the highest law enforcement officer and authority near you, and the feds have to get his permission to come in and do their things. And due process has to be there, and very often it's not. You can read the books. Look what the Cato Institute is putting out about police abuse and overstepping their authorities. The federal government's getting very big for its britches. We all know it.
Yeah. So what it comes down to for me is I think if they were to, if it does get any closer to midnight, I think that's going to be a really bad day in Baghdad for whoever tries to push that.
I think you're right. And so I'd like to see it's at jpfo.org if you want to see the clock or make a comment there, jpfo.org or my site, gunlaws.com, and you can ask me about it. We don't want to get to midnight. This country has been the linchpin of freedom on planet Earth like we have never seen anywhere, and part of it is because we're all armed. You can't arm slaves and expect them to remain slaves.
Right.
They want to disarm us. The left, socialists, literally, want to disarm us, and that would change what we are. There's nobody trying to break into Russia, communist China, Cuba. South America's not experiencing this. We are. People want to get here, and it's because of the liberty. And we have the liberty to own firearms. The public must be able to own full-fledged, powerful firearms as part of the balance of power. That's what it's about. The ancillary benefits of stopping crime and rape and hunting and sport, those are ancillary benefits. The main purpose is that 100 million of us stand as a bulwark against the tyranny of government. And this is a concept that has been lost, that they don't mention, that they don't want you to think about. But that is what it's really about.
Yep. Yep. And, but, you know, you can't hunt deer with an AR-15.
Actually, people hunt with the AR all the time.
I know.
It's the most popular rifle in America.
I know.
I get that question. Why does anybody want an AR? And the answer is for the same reason the police do. And you say that to a reporter, and they stare at you like, how long have you been a reporter? You don't know? You don't know why people want an AR? It sells like crazy. Everybody wants one. And they really don't.
Whenever I get asked that, I just say, because of what the Department of Homeland Defense calls them, they call them PDWs, personal defense weapons.
There you go.
I like that nomenclature.
It's accurate. It's easy to maintain. It's easy to get parts. You can customize it. It's American made. It's reasonably priced. What do you want, an AK-47? You want a commie gun? Is that what you should have?
I've never been able to like them for some reason.
They're okay, but it's stamped. I don't know. And hey, you can have both. This is America.
That's right. That's right. I don't have to. It can be like the salad bar. I can take what I want and leave what I don't need.
Because it's America. You decide what you want. It's not, why does anybody need it, as if they can decide what you need and then to each according to his need. Why do you need 10 pairs of shoes? Oh, well, we decided you can't have 10 pairs of shoes.
Oh.
Not in America, pal.
Mm.
See,
well,
really
one more time. Give out where they can find you. Give out where they can go find the books, all that other stuff.
And thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I'm Alan Corwin. I've written 15 books now, 10 of them on gun laws, and you find me at gunlaws.com. You can read my papers. I write for several national magazines and national websites. And gunlaws.com, you can write to me. You can get on my website and get my blog, Page 9, which has more than 250,000 readers. And I do this sort of thing all the time. It's part of what I do. I've written books on gun laws federally, statewide, Supreme Court. I keep up on these things. If you want to know more and know how to win the arguments and understand the logic, I'll help you out any way I can.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you joining us this evening.
And thank you.
All right. Hour number two is coming up. The World According to AR-500 Armor with Zach Campbell. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.